All right, back here, Hockey Night in Escanaba. Escanaba Eskimos skating with the top-ranked team in the state, the Calumet Copper Kings. And our player spotlight here is Colby Petrich. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
So how many times have you been on the radio?
This is my first time, actually.
So you ready for it?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so are you gonna last longer in this interview than Carson or what?
Oh, for sure.
Well, anyways, you had some success playing in Bantam hockey, right? That was a lot of fun for you.
Yeah, it was definitely one of my favorite years of hockey. I had a lot of fun moving here instead of living in Manistique. I love it a lot over here.
Okay, so how did that all happen? You come over here from the Emerald City.
My dad and my mom split up after a few years, and my dad found a girlfriend over here in Gladstone, and they decided to get married, and I decided to play hockey for Escanaba here.
Okay, so did you play hockey there in the Manistique Association?
Yeah, I've been playing. I played there for 9 years and then came here and played for my first year here, so I've been playing for about 10 years.
Okay, so you were pretty excited, I guess, to learn that the Gladstone High School and the Escanaba High School have an agreement.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool thing.
Did you know that ahead of time or what?
No, I didn't at all.
Okay, so now when you walk around in Gladstone with your Eskimo stuff on, how do they treat you at school?
Oh, we for sure get a lot of crap about it, but in the end, it's all just fun and games.
Yeah, I suppose, right? So on your, are you getting a purple jacket, you and Bryce, with an orange E or what?
No.
No?
No.
So how are you going to do that for your varsity letter?
I don't even know.
Well, I guess you have time to figure it out, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so talk about your playing hockey growing up. How long you been playing hockey?
Been playing hockey for 10 years, and I've been playing with the same kids in Manistique for as long as I could remember, and had a not-so-good team there, but we had some success, won a few tournaments, and then coming here my Bantam year, I loved it. Definitely one of my favorite years of hockey, and we did very, very well last year.
Yeah, if anybody looks at your Instagram, they'll see you guys posing with the scoreboard, Escanaba 7, Green Bay 3.
Oh, yeah, that was one of... That was our last tournament of the year, I believe, and it was definitely an awesome experience.
Yeah, I bet. How do you now transition into high school hockey? Because you haven't been getting a ton of playing time, but what's different for you now from, you know, the Bantams?
A lot different is obviously the playing time, but you just can't think about it like that. You just got to keep grinding and just try to get better as you go.
So what is different about high school hockey for you? I imagine it's faster.
It's much, much faster and definitely more high skill leveled and just a lot different.
So what do you want to see improve for yourself?
I want to just keep getting better in practice and get a little more playing time. Just keep getting as good as I can get, I guess.
All right. What are some things you do besides play hockey, man?
I played basically every other sport for most of my life, but then I started to focus on hockey more as I got older, and that's about it.
So you weren't the star football player at Manistique?
I mean, I played football my 6th and 7th grade year in Manistique, but it wasn't nothing that I liked compared to hockey.
Hey, I think you could have been the next Skylar Anderson over there.
Oh, yeah, he's a hell of a player.
Yeah, he's a beast, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that's kind of interesting because he came over here to play for the Esky Cubs, right, during baseball.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And then now you are a Manistique boy coming to Gladstone and playing for Escanaba.
Yeah.
I got that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Kobe, I'll let you say hi to whoever you want to listening.
I'd like to say hi to my dad, my stepmom, and my step-siblings and my sister, Kira.
All right, well, hey, go get him today. Thanks for doing this. Good luck.
Yes, sir.
Okay, back with more from here at the Wells Sports Complex after these words on the Eskimo Hockey Network.